very pleased, I think, as a group. You know, I think it's something, the last 6 weeks have been a tough few weeks, but you know, it's all about the reaction and response. To be fair, this week the players have been absolutely fantastic. You know, the way they've trained and the way they've kept the way they've kept themselves and mind themselves and the way they're acting is top class.
The little change in formation tonight, Conor, in the midfield, with just Darragh McCarthy sitting and then basically with two eights with Sean McGrath, Kennedy Amechi together, that made a fierce difference to your attacking play.
Yeah, I think so. To be fair to the boys, they were brilliant. You know, with Kennedy and Sean, you know, allowed us to get up the pitch a bit quicker and allowed us to get a bit of a pressure on there a little bit faster as well. So yeah, it worked well tonight, you know, to be fair. So you know, we're very pleased with them.
Valeri Dalia, you can see that he's getting fitter. You can see the little snippets, the little things he brings to the play. You must be very pleased.
Yeah, no, Val's been brilliant. Look, Val came in and unfortunately picked up an injury straight away and he was out for a long time, but his attitude, you know, for anyone inside here would have seen, his attitude when he was off was top class. He was in the gym every day, he was on the pitch. The minute he got back on the pitch, he was running as hard and as gutsy. He would have worked them hard and he kept going. So you can see he's, you know, he's on the pitch, the desire and the bit of quality, you can, it's evident for everyone to see. So, you know, we were delighted with him.
Ryan Kelleher obviously went very close about 4 minutes before half time with the header off the crossbar. You must have been delighted then 10 minutes into the second half. Tell us about the first goal from your point of view.
Yeah, brilliant. Look, Ryan, I think we were saying that, I think that's one of the best performances I've seen from a striker in any league, at any level. It was that good. You know, the way he held up the ball, his work rate is just, you know, you won't see that from any strikers. And then to get the goal, to hold it off and be that strong when the header is, you know, it's a goal that the top striker scores. So he was brilliant. It was a great finish.
How important then was it within 10 minutes to get that second goal? There's been numerous occasions, probably too many to mention from your point of view, for the where the 1-0 lead wasn't added to and then an equaliser comes out of the blue or whatever. That second goal, little slight touch of good fortune maybe, but Daniel was there to finish.
Yeah, touch of good fortune for a change. I think we've been waiting a while for a bit of good luck. But no, I think look, you were on your luck. I think the boys, you know, no matter what happened tonight, they were positive. They were still on the front foot. You know, they scored, they went again. There was no dropping off, no trying to play, you know, trying to relax or anything. The intensity was always there no matter what happened or what situation happened in the game. And when you do that for 90 minutes, you know, you're going to come up with a good result.
Were you just as pleased then with the last 25 minutes where you had the 2-0 lead and Antonio Tuta didn't have anything to do basically? Your game management was very good.
Yeah, look, it was good. It was good tonight. You know, I think, like, to see out the game is the most important thing. And like that, I think that comes from, you know, staying on the front foot and staying, you know, staying aggressive and staying playing and staying trying to get the ball forward instead of dropping off. And, you know, like that, the players have to take all the credit. Their work rate is absolutely phenomenal tonight from minute one to whatever minute, I think 96 minutes played. I don't think they stopped. They even took a breath for a second. And that's every player who came onto the pitch and every player who played.
The only little downside, I suppose, is maybe Sean O'Connell picking up an injury with about 20 minutes to go. Hopefully it's not too bad because his performance from start to finish was exceptional.
Yeah, no, look, Sean, I think he was carrying a little bit coming into the game, and look, he started and we got as much out of him as we could. We didn't want to risk any more. I think Kevin, the physio, said, look, that was kind of enough for him. But he's been top class, you see, and then, look, the players come onto the pitch, keep the levels high, and that's the most important thing. You know, it's not 11 players, there's 20-odd fellas there. You know, some guys who don't play tonight, they'll have impacts in other games as well. So when they come on, they need to keep the levels high, if not higher.
Did you sense at half-time a goal was coming? Kerry had the most chances in the first half. Conor, I know there was a scary moment before the break when there was the free and it was a glancing header wide and you might have been thinking, oh, here we go again. But did you sense that there was something coming?
Yeah, I think so. Look, I think it's been like all week, I think, to fair, as a whole group, you know, staff, players, you know, we had to put the head down, you know, really have a bit of soul searching and dig in. Everyone had to dig in, and I had a weird feeling. I think the staff had a feeling coming in tonight that we were going to be at it, and like that, you know, no matter what was kind of coming our way, I thought we were able to deal with it. And then on the flip side, we looked like we had a lot of attacking threat, and even when we weren't scoring in the first half, we looked like we were creating chances, and we knew they would fall for us, and we were lucky that two of them ended up in the net tonight.
I know there's the old saying, take your points and the goals will come. I know the ball went over the bar a few times, but eventually Daniel got his goal. He was fantastic tonight.
Brilliant. I look, honestly, I could go through them all. You know, every single player that played and came on, top class. And Daniel, again, you can see his 1v1 ability is frightening. And like that, you have to take shots to score goals. And I think we had probably had 10, 15, 20 shots tonight at the goal. You know, whether they hit the target or not is one thing, but they're at the goal. And when they're at the goal, who knows where they're going to go.
Sean, you nearly made it three. What was going through your mind? I've no idea what was going through his mind.
Everything is bloody score, will you? No, look, Seanie, look, I can't say a bad word about any of them tonight, regardless of what happened. So I think maybe a bit of tired legs from the work he did, but no, brilliant.
You've now held the lead in 7 of your 9 home league games. How important is that to you as a stat? I know you've won two of them, but in terms of making Mount Auk Park a bit of a fortress for yourselves and making it difficult for teams to come down here compared to last year when teams are coming down scoring 4, 5, 6 against us.
Yeah, look, I think look, last year was obviously a difficult period, but like that was our first year and we needed to improve and look at things, and we've done that as a club. But yeah, look, I think this place has been very difficult for a lot of teams to come down to this year, and it's important for us to, like, that will take the lead. The more times you take the lead and the more experience we have in that position, the more, you know, positive results we'll get out of that. So like that, getting taking the lead is important. How you start the game, then you just need to keep going.